Welcome to the Faith, Family, and Freedom program. For approximately the next half hour, hopefully we can present some material that you will appreciate and enjoy. What an honor that you would allow us to be a part of your viewing patterns today. Thank you so much for that. Our goal is to try to refresh and encourage, help to inspire folks to be grateful for their Christian faith, for the sanctity of life, for monogamous marriages, and for our traditional values that include our freedoms as enumerated in our Constitution. So it's a lofty challenge to try each week to have materials that substantiate and validate these goals. But we appreciate it so much. In every program, we like to have a song. I think maybe today we might have two. And then we like to have, you know, on location, maybe interviews, just like recently we went to Pennsylvania. And we're going to be incorporating more and more of those kinds of things, like we did Trenton, New Jersey. We did the Valley Forge. And then we did the thing there in Philadelphia, there in Independence Square. If you ever get a chance to visit those spots, I think you would appreciate it. It's part of our history. I think that's so important. You know, we were told in old scripture, remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. And so we need to be up and vigilant about those things. But right now, I want to introduce you to our program for today. Look in Genesis chapter 6. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. I guess when I think about it, I think of this great verse here. In Paul, in his writing to the church at Corinth, and by the way, if Paul were still writing letters in this generation, we'd get one. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Let's see, who are we now? Neither fornicators, there's a difference in that, and idolaters, nor adulterers. There's a difference between adulterers and fornicators. Fornicators are outside marriage, nor effeminate. It's in there. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now here's where it is. We could shout on this one. And such were some of you. But ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. That means we've been set apart. That's what sanctification means. But ye are justified. That's a legal term. Means that you've been made righteous, declared righteous, in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. I'm glad today for his love, aren't you? You see, we have a grace today that is greater than all our sins. If we could have a balance up here and put it right upon the scales here, and we'd start laying this up here, and we'd lay this on it, we'd lay these sins on it, and we'd think, man, that thing is really getting out of balance. But I'm glad that the blood covers our sins today. You know, they'd cancel them out back in the Old Testament for a year. The priest would go in that Holy of Holies, and he would be in there. They'd put a rope around his ankles until they could hear the ringing of the bells. They knew then that the sacrifice had been acceptable. I'm not having to wait today for the ringing of the bells. They would drag him out. I'm glad today that the Holy Ghost is a ringing in my soul. Somebody say amen. I don't have to have something that takes me off the pulpit. I've got something that will take me right to the throne room, and he is called the Spirit of God. Amen. I'm glad that God works according to the wisdom and will of his own conscience, that he does everything according to his own omniscience, his own omnipotence, his omnipresent. That means he can be everywhere at the same time. I was thinking as I saw a little thing that the pastor and Miss Joni's son-in-law, Joey, put up on the thing about his traveling by train. And he was talking to his son, Franklin, and it just touched my heart. I guess I'm getting to the point where everything touches me. I think I could read a calendar and cry sometime. But I saw that, and he was talking about Franklin. This train's going this way, and I'm thinking about little Franklin, missing his dad, no doubt, wanting to see daddy. Somebody asked Muffy, said, how many times did Franklin see that? She said, oh, probably 100 times. He wanted to watch it. He wanted to see his daddy. I'm getting about ready to see the coronation. I'm getting about ready to go to the house. I'm getting about ready to go to another land. I'm glad today that there's a grace that's greater than all of our sins. Somebody say amen right there. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord. Grace that exceeds our sin and our guilty. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there were the blood of the Lamb slain. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sins. One time I was sitting with Martin Cook, my dear friend, who was the piano player and manager of the Inspirations. And Martin and the group sang for me over 100 times. And he was an encourager to me. And I liked his you might call it mountain psychology. I liked the way he looked at things. And we were talking about singing. And Martin, you know, he could play in any key. Many people may not know that, but he could play in any key. And we were talking about people that sang in gospel music. And Martin told me that probably one of the purest gospel singers that he had met, he said, Andrew, you could have her here right now, and she could start on note on any great song. And he was referring to the late Vestal Goodman. And I think you'll enjoy Vestal and Howard as they sing for us.
When I close my eyes, remember that old tent revival where I met you. We've traveled many roads since then together, and I wouldn't change one moment if you ask me to. I couldn't have made this journey without you. There's been many times your love has brought me through.
Yes, we've gone a mile or two. couldn't have made this journey without you. Side by side, we have crossed each bridge together. There is no one that could ever take your place. I couldn't have made this journey without you.
If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Family, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us as would be indicated there on the screen. And friends, we always thank you for joining us here at the Faith, Family, and Freedom broadcast. You can go to our website, and if you'd like to get the book, It's Always a Struggle, But, well, that would be a good place for you to do that. Let me just explain quickly, it's not a book of genealogy, although I refer to some family members from time to time, but basically it's some challenges that I faced and dealt with as best I could. Certainly don't feel like I have attained or I have arrived. I'm not an expert, but these are just some principles that I thought might be worthy to share with you, our friends. Again, check it out on the website at Phipps Faith, Family, and Freedom. Also, over the years, we've been privileged to meet some of the finest preachers, like our late friend, Dr. Clarence Sexton, who went to be with the Lord some time back. I was privileged to speak for him on two occasions. It was an honor for me. And also, we've been able to meet some people in government that I could have never imagined. The Lord, indeed, has allowed us to have some good opportunities. But also, we've met some good singers, good friends, good people, like the Primitive Quartet, friends of mine from down in Candler, North Carolina, just fine, decent Christian men, active in their churches, and they like to sing. Of course, the group has retired, but Brother Reagan and one of his buddies are continuing to sing a little bit on just limited engagements. But we're going to go back to the time when our good buddy, Norm Wilson, was singing the tenor, a great song. It says, "When I Get Home." Friends, as we get into the new year, it doesn't seem possible that we're thinking about 2024, but that's reality. I am committed, and I hope that you are, trying to do more for the Lord this year. Our goal should be to study and read His Word, to pray and to be an active member of the church that you attend. I mean, we all want a good pastor, but unfortunately, sometimes we don't want to be good members. The more you miss church, it's not long until you don't miss it. I do not believe for a moment that COVID shut the church down or that COVID ruined the church. COVID revealed the church. COVID showed those that are committed that will go and try to do their best under whatever circumstances. Nobody can convince me that you could stand in line at Walmart and kiss people and not get COVID, but if you get within 2 miles of a church, you're very susceptible. I think also we've been sold a bill of goods that's not true by those in authority like Dr. Fauci. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky just about completely destroyed his tirades for mask and shutting churches and all down. The gain of function that the senator asked him about that came out of Wuhan. I think that if we knew more about it, we would probably all be upset with the vaccinations and all like that. More government, more mandates, and that means the less freedom that you have. For example, you know, when we embrace socialism, the idea that government ought to control the economy. The economy doesn't run just independently of other parts of the country or the culture. Our social status, our political areas, they're all impacted. They all intertwine and they affect one another. And so to think that we ought to promote equity. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The Statue of Liberty, that's the name. It's not the Statue of Equality. In our system, it was never intended for everybody to get the same kinds of monetary awards or rewards or social rewards. We've always said those that strive, those that want to do more, should be rewarded more. Somebody said, well, we can't decipher between men and women's sports. Well, maybe we ought to take the name off of women's sports and just say we've got sports if we're going to allow men to participate in the ladies' sports. For example, none of us would approve it if a grown man, mature, strong, would try to compete in t-ball with little children. We would say that's not even a bit fair. Well, friends, it's time for us to embrace some common sense. Common sense. We know what gender means. We know what a woman means or a man. We know this thing that's trying to make the abnormal normal and to make the ridiculous acceptable and to take the abhorrent and make it somehow into a euphemism that is contrary to even common sense. If you had an IQ of 4, you'd know more than that. And so we must not sit by idly. There is a time for being jovial and having fun, and I like that about as well as anybody, but there is a time for serious business. And what we're facing today is serious. I don't know how it'll all work out, but I know it's going to work out according to God's plans. Things are not out of control with the Lord. We may think they are here, but He's still in control. He still has the authority. He still governs in the affairs of men. I think it was Benjamin Franklin that made this statement. He said, "The longer I live, the more of a truth I perceive that if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, how can empires rise without his aid?" It was Abraham Lincoln that said that we need a day of national repentance, that we had gotten pompous and arrogant, thinking there was no need of that for us. But the fact of the matter, we do need to repent and ask the God of heaven to forgive us of our sins. We have sinned grievously before him. We have called truth untruth. We have called untruth truth. We have tried to make the ridiculous acceptable. We've said to the seers, the old Bible in Isaiah said, speak not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things. They said, turn the Holy One of Israel away from us. Friends, we've got a job to do. We must do it. Go to our website at Phipps Faith, Family, and Freedom. I would appreciate it. Look forward to being in your area sometime. I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless you. And this is Andrew Phipps. Thank you for joining us.